Now, if you're a Three customer, you may have received word from the network that the monthly cost of your bill is set to rise. Why is this and what can you do? Well, our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, who'll be talking about SimSimi in a moment, is with me. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
First of all, why are the bills rising?
Business. It's the cost of business now, according to Three. This is the first time in quite some time that they've revised their plans. And so what they're doing is increasing bill plans by €5. This is going to impact some 900,000 customers, which is a lot of people. And what they're doing is staggering the information and staggering the alerts. So if you have not yet received a letter or a text from the network, it doesn't mean that you're safe. You may still get word.
Right. Now, if it's going up by a fiver, the various plans, it doesn't mean that you can get better value elsewhere, does it?
Well, the thing is, look, the thing to note here that is because Three are changing the terms of your contract, you have the option of stepping out of that contract, even if you have a phone. So say, for example, if you joined Three last month and you got an iPhone 7 as part of your deal, but you're not happy to pay the extra €5 a month, you can walk away from that contract with your iPhone 7 because they're changing the terms and conditions, not you. You keep your phone and then you can move...
Because then if you're going to a SIM-only plan on someone else's network, it would be cheaper.
It would be cheaper. Now, it's worth noting that Three still offer a very good value on pay-as-you-go. So you may not want to be in your current contract. You may want to leave that contract and either move to another plan because maybe you signed up for more than you need, or you can go to pay-as-you-go. Alternatively, you can move to another network. The networks, you know... The roaming, the changes that are coming to roaming charges in the coming months are going to be a bit of a headache for the mobile networks, because it's going to give us, the consumer, better value, but obviously they're going to be losing out on revenue massively.
And we also know that the Three network had a lot of investment, because you've been talking about outages and things like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, they're upgrading their services entire time.
And that costs money.
It does cost money. And look, the thing is, we know that that Three took over O2, so that there was a giant merger there. They're investing in their technology quite heavily. But this is sort of the bounce back, unfortunately, for consumers. It is just €5. So if you're happy with your service and if you're happy with the plan and if you're happy to pay the €5 extra, stay where you are. But it's just worth noting that from the day that you receive word from the network that your price is going to increase, you have 30 days to either accept that extra charge or to move out of that contract. But you do get to keep your device. So we have the full details of that up on newstalk.com if you want to have a read. But I just wanted to flag it with people because a lot of people were emailing into the show last week asking about it.
Okay, now, SimSimi, it's an app.
Yeah.
What is it?
So this is a messaging app that it's the number one app and the number two app in iOS and Android charts at the moment. And when you download the application, you don't need to sign up an account or anything like that. And it's a chatbot. So this is a
What's a chatbot?
So this is artificial intelligence at its best and worst, unfortunately. So you're basically conversing with a computer that learns from the human interaction it has with users all over the world and then can converse with you. So an example of this, sort of a flippant example of this, was last week Kim Kardashian launched one. So you could chat to Kim Kardashian's chatbot on Facebook Messenger. So you could say, "Hi Kim, how are you?" She can say, "I'm off with Kanye, I have a puzzle for you to solve," and she'd give you a game to keep you entertained.
This is all automated?
Automated. It's absolutely just a computer that's been preloaded with answers and it can interact with you, right? That's one example of it. SimSimi is something different in that it's an app that doesn't require an account and it's completely anonymous. And when you go on, what's happening now is that it's spouting hate and disgusting terms, for want of a better.
You actually signed up for it. So this is the best way to demonstrate how this thing works.
Yeah, and I'm not actually going to read the most extreme ones. But one, I set up my account this morning at 7 o'clock this morning and I said hi. And it got back to me saying F you and then a 3-letter derogatory term.
Okay, so how does it work out what to say? I mean, how is that triggered? Because it is automated.
It's automated. And this, like, that was my first interaction with this app. It wasn't coached, it wasn't tweaked, it wasn't manipulated in any way by me. What's happening is that's what other users have registered as the automatic response for hi. So you can teach the app to say certain things. So I can go into this app now and I can type Jess Kelly means... best technology broadcaster in Ireland, right?
Yeah.
And then if you type in Jess Kelly into your app, you'll get best technology broadcaster in Ireland back.
I hope you did that.
I did, yeah. No, I didn't. But you can equally go in and go Jess Kelly, a total idiot, And then when someone else types it in, Jessica Lee Tuttle Egypt pops up. This is what's happening now, is that it's being taught and manipulated by certain children to say awful, horrific things that I won't even say on air because they're so nasty.
So therefore, if you've got someone in your class that you want to bully, mm-hmm. and they are they have SimSimi, you can program the thing to say something terrible about them. So anytime anyone anywhere puts in their name, up will come this insult.
Yes. And that's just one example. The other example is that if you just ask it a basic question, like what time it is, someone will have programmed it to send an awful response back. Another example, I asked it, who made you? And it said ISIS. Yeah. And now and this is with, you know, I try to have different conversations with it.
There are settings. Can you have a settings where you deselect, say, bad words?
You can indeed, but...
And what happens then?
So it won't use the F word at you, but it will still tell you to do things that you should not be told to do. It doesn't actually change the tone or the humour of it. What can change the tone or the humour of it is the longer you converse with it, it will understand. Like any time it would say something to me, I got back saying, that's not very nice, that's very mean. And it would get back going, it's not me, I'm not mean, you're mean. And it would be like trying to have a row with my 2-year-old niece, but it's a computer. So you're trying to change its attitudes.
Because it's learning all the time.
It's learning
from
me.
Now, this is the way it's being used by kids in schools, and you get bullying and people are very concerned about it. And I know teachers are
absolutely
letting parents know that this is a problem. Is there any positive use for technologies like this?
Yes, and this is what's so frustrating. As a tech fan like myself, when I see stories like this, it's kind of upsetting because this AI technology is incredible. It's going to transform customer service. It's already transforming customer service now. For example, if you like a particular brand of clothing on Facebook, and it's a big American company, one, for example, is Tommy Hilfiger. So if you go on, if you're living in America, you can go on to Tommy Hilfiger page and you can have a chat within Messenger with a Tommy Hilfiger chatbot. Yeah. And you can say, do you have a particular type of jean in a size 10 in a color black? And it will scan all of its stock services and get back to you saying, yes, and I can get it in this store for you by 10 o'clock tomorrow. And you're then putting an item aside via conversation without interacting with the human being. That's just one example of how it's transforming customer service. So much money is being pumped into this. But unfortunately, when it's manipulated by human beings, it can learn bad behaviours.
Okay, now you're able to flag the response that the bot gives you. And for example, you can say it's not interesting, it's sexually explicit, it's vulgar or violent. You can type in something other, whatever your objection might be. What happens then?
We don't know. So I did that to 8 of the messages that I received back because they were sexually explicit, vulgar, violent and not interesting. So I did each one of them. And there is no indication as to what exactly happens, which is worrying because usually, sites like Facebook and Twitter will have a guideline. It says on their app that harassment, abuse and defamation and otherwise infringing on other parties will be may be subject to civil or criminal penalties. But again, it's not clear how this is policed or what the policy is. I've reached out to SimSimi to try and get some information. I've also been in touch with Apple and Google to try and see what the story is in terms of, is there any way to pull apps down that are conducting this behaviour. I haven't heard any word back yet, but we're definitely going to watch this one.
Okay. Ask Jess if the person who posts on SimSimi can be traced. There were some horrible comments put up about my daughter who's age 14.
Unfortunately not.
Completely anonymous.
It's completely anonymous and there's nothing you can do, unfortunately. Yeah. This is the danger of these type of apps.
A listener sent us a text received to the parents from their daughter's school. Dear parent, if your daughter has the app SimSimi on her phone, please ensure she deletes it this evening. Please make sure your daughter does not use this app. This is very important.
Yeah, and you know, this is the issue that parents have now, because just because a child, you know, deletes an app in front of you, or
they can just load it up
or hide it in a folder. Do you remember the device that we spoke on the show a few weeks ago, the iKids? So this is a device that plugs into your modem. You can actually kind of see what sites and what apps your children are using with this. So that may be something to look at. But unfortunately, this is just a tricky example of, you know, the difficulty with policing the internet.
Okay, a few more comments on this, but a few questions. Mag says, my iPhone 6 has gone bonkers. It's a software problem. I'm 20 months into a 2-year contract at €55 per month. My network says it's out of guarantee from Apple, but my contract is with them. It freezes, then powers down. All updates are done. Any help?
Well, there's a new update just today, so maybe give that a go. So iOS 10.3.
But I mean, if you have your contract with a service provider, surely they have to look after your phone.
I'm not sure about the deal with that, because I know when you buy an iPhone from a merchant, you get a 1 year warranty with Apple, but that does only last for 1 year. So let me double check that and I'll give you a shout after the show.
Okay. Jess Kelly, thank you very much.